This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
As part of our collaboration with the BBC on obesity, we've focused on access to fresh fruits and vegetables, on how unhealthy American food is exported to places like India, and on the rise of diabetes in China. Now, something a little different. How your food looks and smells, and how that makes us more likely to eat a lot of it or not. It's called neurogastronomy, and the BBC's Lucy Hooker is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, David.
Talk to me a bit about this term, neurogastronomy. What does it mean?
It's all about scientists having a look at what's going on in our brains and our heads when we eat something. Now, there's been a lot of experimental gastronomy going on in the last few years. You guys have probably heard of Heston Blumenthal, a British chef who experiments with things like egg and bacon ice cream and playing the sounds of the sea in your ears while you're eating a seafood dish to make it fresher. Well, now scientists have kind of got hold of this idea and they're saying, well, what could we do? How far could we go with this? Is it just a kind of a toy in the restaurant, or does it make a big difference to what we experience, what we taste, if I change the lighting, the plate that it's served on, the sounds that I'm hearing, all of those other senses that play a part in the context of enjoying a great meal?
So this is something that scientists are studying, as you say, and certainly chefs at the vanguard of modernist cuisine are working with. Are food companies looking into this area of science as well?
Food companies are, and they're beginning to get really interested. They're a little bit cagey about talking about specific products that they've brought out. They don't necessarily want us to know what they're doing, but they are definitely researching it. So one of the experiments that they've done are conducted in a restaurant here in London, where they gave diners a dessert and they asked them to ring up a telephone line. They could choose one to hear a bitter sound to enhance the bitterness of the dessert. And I think I can play a bit of that for you now. Or if you chose, you could ring up and hear a sound to enhance the sweetness of the dessert. Now, I don't know if you can sense the difference there, David. You've probably not got anything to put in your mouth right now, but you could try it again later. Starbucks heard about that experiment when they said, we want in on this. They got a playlist of the kind of music you should listen to when you're drinking your coffee at home. So that was one example of a company that's picked up on this and taken it. But other, you know, lots of the really big food companies, Unilever, Nestle, all of these people have massive research and development units, and they are putting a lot of effort and a lot of focus into seeing how they can use our different senses, how they can combine the, you know, the sound that a food makes in our mouth, the sound of the packaging, the sight of it, the smell of it, all of those things in enhancing the taste experience.
Lucy Hooker is a business reporter for the BBC World Service. Thank you, Lucy.
It's a pleasure.